Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you are listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Thursday, September 20th, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch. Good afternoon, Butch.
Hey, here I am. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm just great.
I guess I should turn my mic up. It makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what? This technology anymore. It's only
well, you know, it's complicated for hillbilly.
I know.
I didn't want to burp on the air, but anyway. Good afternoon, Melody.
Good afternoon, and I'm glad you could join us today. And gold today, we got off a little bit, you know, not much. You had the paper markets that are soaring because everyone thinks that, hey, we don't have to worry about these trade wars anymore. And I never thought they were trade, quote-unquote, wars. They're discussions, and, you know, nothing really has happened as yet. So anyway, we have... gold up $3.20 today at $1,207.90. Silver's up 6 cents today at $14.39. Platinum was up $11 at $838. And palladium was up another big day, up 16 at $1,059. So, you know, with talks of no trade wars and, of course, with the paper market soaring, the two industrial metals, platinum and palladium, certainly have taken off. I expect the dollar to be a little bit weaker today. Actually, it's weaker by a lot. I'm surprised gold only did $3. What was the high for the day, though, on gold? A buck more. So not a big deal, but the dollar was down 0.67. So that's pretty good whack for the day at 93.86. Crude oil was down 0.35, but still above 70 at 70.77. Paper markets today, you have the Dow was up 251 points at 26,656. The NASDAQ up 78 points, 8,028. The S&P up 22 at 2,930. So we're looking at records there. 10-year yield is holding to 3.08% today. European markets are all positive. The greed number continues to rise so everything is all fine and dandy in the world of the land of Oz.
Oh, absolutely. And what was the Dow again today? I didn't hear that. How much was it?
You weren't paying attention, were you?
I heard you say 26 and I lost you.
Let's see. Let me bring it back to the final numbers, and I closed out my screen. Let me just bring it up here quickly because I didn't write it down. $26,656.
Another record.
It's up big, 251 points today.
Oh, when it hits, it's going to hurt like you know what. Oh.
Well, you know, it's just interesting, and, you know, they did sign a spending bill to keep the government open, and no one's even talking about that. No one's even talking about how much they spent. It's real quiet, although I did see an article today that Trump is blasting Congress over the spending bill because he didn't get the money for the wall.
And he said he wouldn't sign the budget, right? That's what he said?
That's what he said, but... I heard an interview with McConnell about a week or so ago. He says, oh, we're going to put this through just so we can fund the government. And then there's another part of this that's going to go through after the elections. And that will include money for his wall. So, you know, it's just disgusting.
So he's saying two budgets.
That's what he said. He says they were just going to do a partial. They voted on Tuesday. It was an $854 billion spending bill. It included funding for the Department of Defense, Health and Human Services, Education, Labor, and which makes up the bulk. There was a couple of senators that opposed, of course, and the House is expected to take up the funding legislation next week ahead of the September 30 deadline. And so this is just going to keep things going through December 7th.
Wow.
It's just business as usual.
It has been business as usual. They've been doing this for years.
There's no one who cares about how much money they spend, because each and every one of them knows they have to spend in order to keep it going.
Yep,
to
they
keep
do.
The system going. So that's
they
why
gotta have credit flow.
That's why everybody is so quiet. You know, that's why nobody, that's why there's no deficit hawks anymore. That's why it's so quiet coming from D.C. You know, it's all about their elections. It's all about keeping the system going. And, you know, it is an abnormally high budget deficit for such a robust economy. And it doesn't make sense, but the economy needs the stimulus. They can't cut back, and it's not going to change.
Well, if they would ever do anything to slow spending, as you said, the momentum that keeps this economy going would come to a halt.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a nasty day then.
Yeah, so the only thing that they can do is continue to throw, you know, it used to be good money after bad money, but
we don't have any good money anymore. We don't have any good money anymore. That's a fact.
There isn't good money anymore, I know. So but no one's talking about it because they don't want to ruin the little 300-point rise in the, you know, Dow Jones today and all these records that they're hitting. So, you know, when they talk about, and you know, I see building where I live. I see building going on everywhere. So there are improvements. You know, there's things going on. But who is it really benefiting?
But Melody, it's all going on with credit, though. It's not going on with finances that are there to pay for it. They're going in credit, hoping for future profits.
You got it.
You know, you can't do it so long.
Wait until they realize that these tax credits aren't going to be bringing home what they all thought they would.
Yep.
And I know you wanted to talk about how people are borrowing. They're going back into these, loans on their homes in order
Absolutely.
To pay bills.
I want to cover a couple things for that, though, if you don't mind, that I think we need to know that it's kind of stuck in my craw, as you know. Things sometimes stick in my craw, and I have to get it out. When we're watching still this Kavanaugh facade, this insanity on Capitol Hill by Kavanaugh and his sexual abuse scandal. And I have now an article in front of me here that a lawmaker in California named of Anna Eshoo, Republican Democrat California, met on July 20th for about 90 minutes with Ford and says she believes everything Ford told her. Of course, she's a Democrat and she hates Trump, I'm sure. But she said she thinks that Ford is very credible. She's telling the truth. And yet, the witnesses that she keeps calling forth, and this is one right here, this is from CNN. In a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee, another former classmate of Brett Kavanaugh denies attending a party like the one described in the allegation made by Christine Blasey Ford, who has accused a Supreme Court nominee of sexually assaulting her three decades ago when they were straight teenagers. Patrick J. Smith, attending the Georgetown Prep all-boys school in North Bethesda, Maryland, alongside Kavanaugh. Both men graduated in 1983. Smith signed a letter this summer before all the allegations against Kavanaugh were made public, testifying that Kavanaugh is singularly qualified to be an associate justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, along with a dozen other of the school alumni. Eric Bruce, who is representing Smith, authored a letter to Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, the top Democrat on the committee. CNN has obtained a copy of the letter, which includes a quote from Smith denying seeing any improper conduct from Kavanaugh. He said, "I understand that I have been identified by Dr. Christine Blasey Ford as the person she remembers as PJ, who supposedly was present at the party," when she described in her statements to the Washington Post. Smith says in his statement to the Senate Judiciary Committee, "I am issuing this statement today to make it clear to all involved that I have no knowledge of the party in question, nor do I have any knowledge of the allegations of improper conduct she has leveled against Brett Kavanaugh." Now, this has got to come to an end, Melody. I don't think she's going to testify. She don't want to testify. I'm sure she's scared because this could be led up to perjury, could it not?
I guess it would.
Yeah, really.
Supposedly she took a lie detector test. I don't know, but you know.
Well, that may be so.
She's not a doctor. She's not an MD.
She's a psychologist.
She's a psychologist.
But this Eric Bruce, the friend who is representing Smith, and I just wonder why Smith has to have a lawyer. What did he do to have a lawyer to write this in judiciary chairman?
Well, you know what's interesting? I saw this last night, late last night, and she has a brother who worked for a law firm. Now, that's Christine Ford. She has a brother that worked for a law firm that retained Fusion GPS. That was the primary fixer for the Clintons and the DNC, Ralph Blasey. Worked as a litigation partner for Baker Hostetler, which was a law firm that retained Fusion GPS, and that was the infamous DC company that produced the unverified Steele dossier on President Trump and Russia, which, you know, sparked the whole Russian collusion thing. So in January, this was Yahoo Finance explained the role Baker Hostetler played in the deep state's attempts to bring down the duly elected president of the United States. So how did Baker Hostetler become a supporting character in the geopolitical drama over Russia? And so it's interesting to see all of these little tiny connections. You know, you can say that maybe it was just a matter of luck that this firm was tapped beginning in at least 2013 to defend a Cypriot company holdings against a U.S. money laundering accusations. And this information goes further and further, but it all ties back to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. It all ties to the Prevazon, and it all ties to the Fusion GPS, yes. The Steele dossier, and I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
Well, you know, you do know that Brett Kavanaugh's mom, who was also a judge, ruled against Ford's mom and dad in court.
I don't know how many years ago that was, but I mean, here's something that is, you know, tied.
I'd call that a little bit of a smoking gun.
Well, there's a lot of smoking guns, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this, you know, I am not pro-Trump, as you know. I'm not anti-Trump. I'm watching Trump. I'm also not particularly pro-Kavanaugh. But when I see these ridiculous claims come out, and the witnesses you name, every one of them says, we didn't see it happen. How far can she go with this before the whole thing collapses?
People can't remember back that many years ago. 36
no.
years ago. My heavens.
No,
and, you know, people should test themselves. Think back to when you were 15. What can you remember?
Was I 15?
Were you 15?
I don't know. I started out at 45, I think.
Well, I stayed at 39, so.
Well, yeah, I'm a couple years old.
I should have a little bit better memory, but, yeah, I mean, it's... Anyway,
but this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and they keep going and going and going with it. They're beating a dead horse here. But we'll move on to something else now. And this was an article I thought was kind of powerful. Amazon will consider opening up to 3,000 cashier-less stores by 2021. And it says Amazon Incorporated is considering a plan to open as many as 3,000 new Amazon Go cashless stores in the next few years. According to people familiar with the matter, an aggressive and costly expansion that would threaten convenience chains like 7-Eleven Incorporated, quick service sandwich shops like Subway and Panera Bread, and mom-and-pop pizzerias and taco trucks. You know, I don't know, maybe I'm just old-fashioned, but I like a cashier there. I do. I like to have somebody talk to in case something's not the way I see it. And I like the idea of mom-and-pop stores out there still making a living. I don't want an Amazon to close them out because these people have to eat, too. I'm just old-fashioned, Melody. I go back a few years to where I think that we one time had a society where these little businesses boomed and people were content with what they had. Something's changed.
Well, you know, yeah, technology has changed.
Exactly.
I mean, you have Wells Fargo. They're planning to cut up 10% of its workforce in the next 3 years. And, you know, the banks are, you know, people don't like Wells Fargo. They're corrupt. They're, you know, they should be going out of business. And it might be the next one that really fails. But, you know, they have the technology that eliminates tellers, you know, because everything is done electronically. And it's people, 10% of our workforce, it's job layoffs.
When you have
3,000 stores, when you have 3,000 stores, you're not creating jobs, you're eliminating jobs in that type of a situation where it's all technology that allows you to walk in and walk out.
I would say this would be the type of store also where you don't use cash. use your card or your smartphone.
You don't do anything. You just walk in and walk out.
Walk out and
it's connected
and
to your phone, just like your phone always gives your location. So they'll have a little chip in there, and eventually that phone will become cumbersome. And the next thing you know, it'll be, wow, you know, it'd be really neat to have a little decorative little thumbnail or something that I could put on my, you know, my thumb or something, and or my wrist, and just, you know,
well,
I don't even have to.
Phones are easily lost. Phones can be lost, you know what I'm saying? And they can be hacked. So why not make it a little more simple?
That's part of why they're going to go to something that will be much smaller, easier, chipped into your hand.
Well, as you see this coming, and you and I have been around a while, we saw it coming long ago. When credit cards first came out, I remember preachers trying to warn the people that credit cards will lead to a cashless society one day. Of course, everybody laughed. You know, because back then, cash was still king, and CODs were out there. And when's the last time you ordered something COD?
It's been a while.
I think you can do it with UPS.
But
I don't know. I know that most places won't even take COD longer. But that's how we used to do our business. We'd order COD and pay when delivered. But not any longer. That's not permissible. And besides, the credit card is so much more convenient. And, you know, and you just order it, and it's shipped to you and billed to you later that month. So how much more convenient would it be just to, you know, do it with a credit card and use your phone? And then they are using their phones. They are using their phones to order online. Wow. So there we go.
There we go.
And also, we read a while back about Connecticut. Connecticut is taxing the wealthy people in their state mercilessly. And the wealthy people of the state are leaving the state. It says, since the birth of the automobile and the development of the highway system in the 1950s, the state of Connecticut has been associated with wealth, thanks largely to the tri-state area, suburbs like Greenwich and Westport that straddle the state's border with Westchester County, and have historically been home to rich financiers and others who made this brief daily commute to Manhattan. But thanks to the progressive income tax policies enacted under Democrat Governor Daniel Malloy, that reputation could soon change. As you pointed out, back in January, tax data from 2015 showed that upper-middle-class taxpayers have been leaving the state in greater numbers as average adjusted gross income fell for all fillers who moved out of the state and declined, and the year climbed to $123,377. Anyway, they've lost $2.6 billion in gross adjusted income in that state. That's a chunk of money leaving a little state, Melody.
Yes, it is.
Now, I don't know how long they go on like that. I don't know how long they can keep going down that road. But $2.6 billion in a state the size of Connecticut, that's got to hurt a lot.
It's got to hurt a lot. Well, we'll just increase taxes for the poor people who live there.
That's very true. And the ones who move out of state will probably end up paying more next state. They'll pass it down there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can't run from it. You can't. I mean, certainly there are some states, there's a few states that don't have sales tax, and there's a couple states I don't believe that have property taxes, but they're just going to get you one way or another.
Every time.
Every time. Bills have to be paid, and you're the payer.
You're the cashier. you're the ATM.
Yes, we are. We'll be right back. We're heading into a break. 1-800-375-4188 for all your gold and silver coin needs. Give us a call. We'll be right back right after these few short messages.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And we were talking about technology and all kinds of things heading into the break. It goes by so fast. You know, you were talking about Amazon and their 3,000 stores. Here, I saw one today that they're ready to introduce a ton of new Alexa-enabled products, including a microwave and a car gadget. You know, so you can just talk to your cars, and you know, if you get lonely, you can talk to Alexa and say, you know, I want to microwave my potato for 2 minutes, and I guess the microwave will do its thing. So it's just getting kind of crazy out there.
Well, we're gonna get it in a minute. I'm not making this up. DARPA has developed a brain implant. This is for real, that can enable a soldier to control 3 fighter jets at one time.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, that's true. So do you see how fast you're going down that road into the beast system and the convenience of not having to really think, just, you know, just more or less just do what the chip says. And to go on to back to financial things, you know, the article is entitled The Retirement Crisis. Now, listen to this. I had no idea this was so bad. The typical working American has nothing saved for retirement. Melody, nothing doesn't go very far.
No, it doesn't.
A study new by the nonprofit National Institute on Retirement Security found that despite the recovery of the last decade leading to all-time highs in the stock market, the savings and levels of Americans who seek to retire are deeply inadequate. In fact, the median retirement account balance working individuals was found to be $0. The report notes that the retirement savings have been and will likely be correlated closely with income and wealth. The study found that individuals with retirement accounts generally have more than 3 times the income than those without accounts. The report found that more than 100 million Americans that are at a working age don't have any retirement accounts assets in an employer 401k type plan, individual account, or pension at all. Melanie, that's not good.
No, it isn't.
That's not good.
No, it isn't. Yeah, it's great as long as they have no emergencies. It's great as long as they don't lose their jobs. It's great as you know, life continues without any bumps. But we all know life doesn't do that. There are lots of bumps in this.
You remember last week? I think I wanted to talk about the suicide rate. 11-year-olds and under is growing.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Guess what the leading age is for suicide today?
15.
65 and up.
Oh, I should have known that, considering what we were talking about.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean that is so unheard of and so sad that people reach that age, give up on life. That should be their best years as far as spending time with the family and doing something different. And I want to tell you this again on the air. For people, you need to listen to me. I am thanking Melody Cederstrom along with other people that taught me how to plan for retirement. If I hadn't known what to do, I'd be one of these people here with zero in the retirement account. But because I bit the bullet, so to speak, and bought a little bit of silver and gold along the way and took care of some other things, I am able to eat today. No, I'm not wealthy by any means, but I'm not worried about paying the power bill or buying groceries. in today's society, I think that's pretty well off, don't you, Melanie?
It really is. And that is a striking.
And I want to thank you personally on the radio for helping me understand that. You were the one of the ones that taught me this.
Well, thank you.
You're a patient lady put up with me, I know that.
Really?
Really. You know, but Bob Chapman...
You are a little difficult, you know.
That's what Marcia says, I understand. But Bob Chapman taught me so much on the programs he did with us, and it's been back in the 90s. And I didn't have any retirement account. I couldn't afford it. It's like people today can't afford it. I couldn't afford to save money. When I had $10, guess what I bought? A couple silver dollars. They accumulate over 30, 40 years, don't they?
They really do. They really do. And yeah. I don't think, you know, there's people out there who say, you know, if you don't, you know, have, you know, more than, you know, $10,000, you shouldn't be buying gold and silver. And I do disagree with that. I don't think you should be buying gold and silver if you need to, you know, buy food in a month. You don't want to use that for, you know, gold and silver. But it's amazing how you save, because it's not cash that you're saving in a savings account or, you know, in your coffee can or something that you can actually reach in there, go and spend it. It's something when you receive your gold and silver. It's something you have. It's real.
Yes.
And you don't spend it. You actually save it.
Well,
and it accumulates.
It does accumulate. I used to buy one dollar at a time of a yard sale or something, or a piece of gold I could afford. I never could afford much gold. But because I listened to folks like you over the years and did that a little bit at a time, I was able to pay for a son's surgery. That's $20,000. I put a whole house generator in the house last year in case the power goes off, because I don't like going crank on gasoline generators and run out of gas every hour and have to refill it. I was blessed to be able to do that because, as you know, I sold gold and silver back to you and paid that. You know that.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And you're there every time. Every time I need you, you've been there. Every time. And that's it. The service is, I mean, the selling's fine, but the service is very important to people that need the money. And thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. And I want to encourage the listeners just to let them know that I will be here. You know, I'm not planning on going anywhere unless the good Lord has another plan for me. But selling your coins is going to be just as important as buying your coins. You do want a relationship with the person that you're going to be selling your coins to. Because when it gets to the point of selling your coins, at that time, it's going to be crazy out there. Prices will be going all over the page. I mean, if we're talking about where these prices are going with gold and silver, if you know, 3,000-5,000 plus on gold, silver, who knows where silver is going to go. You want to make sure that when you're sending in your product that you're going to get whatever the current money is at that point in time, that you're going to get reimbursed. And
yes,
I think the gold and silver market, particularly the gold market, is going to be one of the biggest scandals of any investment that we've ever experienced. It's going to be bigger than Bernie Madoff. It's going to be a big scandal.
When you get up in years and you can no longer work 8 hours a day or 10 hours a day, you start getting told to do that. This is a good thing to have to back you up. It really is.
Absolutely.
Now, folks,
800-375-4188.
There you go. And, folks, I told you as plain as I could and as honestly as I could. Melody has always been there for me, told me what I need to do, and I tried to do it. She's always there to answer your questions. Matter of fact, I ordered a silver dollar last month, and I'm looking forward to giving it a day now. I do order silver when I can once in a while. Still, folks, and I started in 1993. You figure it out. But anyway, back to what I'm talking about with the home equity. Now, this is something I see happening, and I can't believe people are actually doing this. Over 24 million Americans are using home equity to get by. And I guess they have to. It's a point now where they can't make it on what they're bringing in. But Americans' propensity to use their home equity to pay for routine household expenses, as if it was a credit card, has waned in years since the financial crisis, largely because homeownership rates have also plunged to the lowest level in modern U.S. history. But with borrowers sitting on massive amounts of untapped equity, one study by Bankrate.com suggests that means Americans are seriously considering tapping to pay for everyday purchases, even as interest rates are pushing borrowing costs to the highest level since the financial crisis. And as anybody who remembers the crisis remember, This can become extremely problematic when it comes time to roll over those loans over at a higher rate. Melanie, that is scary. They worked for 30 years, paid their home off, and they hock it to pay the power bill.
I know. And what happens so often, though, too, they have credit cards. And at first, they use their credit cards to pay their bills and to get their food. And you know, they get caught up with everybody else spending in a good economy, and they want to be part of it, too. So they use their credit cards because they think things will be better for them. So then what they do is now all of a sudden, if you have, you know, four or five credit cards and each one has a $5,000 limit on it, all of a sudden, you have a lot of debt. So what you do is then you open up your home equity thinking, well, you know, I'm going to get a loan against my home, pay off all these credit cards, and then I'll just have one bill. I can eliminate, you know, the four or five different bills every month with all that additional interest, and then I'll just get this home equity loan, pay those off, and make one payment. Well, I really only need $20,000, but the bank is going to give me $50,000. I'll just have that in case there's an emergency. So now you pay off your credit cards and you got $30,000 sitting there, or you know, somewhere around in there, and all of a sudden that looks tempting. Well, you know, I really need this and I really need that, and this power bill was a little bit more than I thought it would. Now all of a sudden all that little bit of equity in that loan is gone, and you're right back in the position that you were in.
Well, you know, if you
and
have a home with
$100,000, and that's what happens, and
it
then
is what happens,
and then you lose your home because you can't afford the house, because you can't, you know, you can't get any more equity out of it, and
you only get half. You only get half what your house is worth anyway.
Yep.
I know people are desperate. I do know that, and I'm not throwing stones at them for being that way. I understand. But that has to be a very last resort. Last resort.
Yes, you have to resist the temptation and do what you have to do. And there's a lot of things you can cut out in your life that would allow you to save. And even if you focus on, you know, but always try to pay more than your minimum payments. And it's sacrifice. You have to sacrifice. You know, you listen to people who've paid off their homes and this, and, you know, they didn't go out to dinner. They didn't buy new clothes. They didn't.
That's true. Very true.
They didn't get new toys for the grandkids. They, you know, they stayed home and they didn't eat steak. They you know, they chicken. You know, they cut out a lot of things. And you'd be surprised how that really adds up. Instead of buying vegetables, grow vegetables.
And we bought some food in bulk. We love beans. I love beans. We buy bulk bags of beans. It lasts us for months because it's cheaper. That's what we did. We didn't eat that a lot because we couldn't afford it. And I'm going to tell you the truth, Melody, up until the last 6-7 years, Marsh and I did not eat that hardly at all. And to take the boys out to dinner was a real treat. We always took them to a place where you get all you wanted for one price. And I thought they were going to run a sophomore in once. But anyway, you know, that's what we did. That was very, very seldom. But we did do that once in a while. But we knew that we had to save the money to put on the bills. A home was more important than a dinner out.
Well, when I was a kid, we eating out, heck, I don't even, my grandparents used to pick me up on the weekends and we'd get a burger. I don't ever remember my parents taking us out to dinner.
Well, I can remember getting a Coke was a treat. Buying a Coke was a treat. I mean,
boy, we're old. We are old, aren't we?
We are. And I can remember when Coke was 10 cents a bottle, and 3 cents of that was deposited on the bottle.
Yep.
And took back the bottle, you got 3 cents back. I can remember that. Yeah, we're getting old. But people back then, my dad and mom had enough sense to know they couldn't spend money they didn't have. That's just the way it was.
That's just the way it was.
24 million Americans are going in debt with their homes, and what's going to lead the children one day? What kind of inheritance are they going to have with the children?
Debt.
The Bible says a wise man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. So, what's that going to leave? Debt.
Debt.
That is so sad. And I guess you heard about the shooting up in your area.
Yes, I did. I hadn't had a chance to follow that much today.
Yep.
What can you tell us about it?
I can briefly will. During a brief press conference, Harford County Police confirmed that several people were killed in Thursday's shooting, and so far they said the number is 3. They also confirmed that the shooter was a woman and that she now is in custody. The shooter used a handgun, they said. Now, going from there, just speculation. But she killed 3 people for sure they know of. It was a lady done this time. And I'm glad it wasn't you. So anyway.
No, I'm in Maryland, you know, but I'm not going to do that.
I hear you. But, you know, when you think, but, I mean, a woman this time, I mean, it's sad no matter who does it. But most generally, you don't think about ladies, women doing that.
Was it job related?
Don't.
Was it job related or was it drugs?
It didn't say. It did not say. They're still trying to find
drugs,
out.
Drugs, probably. Rite Aid,
article didn't know yet.
Drugs, yeah.
Well, it was Rite Aid. Trying to find what it said here. It was a... can't find it. Anyway, the Rite Aid,
like
the Rite Aid distribution center. Yes. Yes. So it probably was drugs.
That's what makes sense, unless it was a job-related situation. But there was also a horrible thing in D.C., Washington, D.C. A woman was out jogging, I believe it was last night, and somebody just came up, stabbed her, killed her.
Yep, that's true.
I guess they did.
How about the lady playing golf in Indiana? The guy came out of the woods and killed her. I mean, that's exactly why I carry a gun. That's why my wife carries a gun. I don't ever want to use it, but Melody, is it better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it?
Well, it's just getting crazy because I don't ever remember these types of situations happening, and now it's just like almost every day you read about something. Crazy like that. Just people going nuts.
Well, you know, it's drugs, and it could be illegal drugs she's hooked on, or drugs are illegal that are very potent. She wants more of them. Or it could be prescription drugs that she's overdosed on. You never know anymore.
No.
You don't know. And oxycodone and the pills that do that, I know for a fact. I have family members who fight with those. They're trying to stay away from them, but they fight with them every day. The temptation has not went away. Now, that's a fact. Once you start on them, they make you feel good. And even if you're not sick, once you start on them, your body starts manufacturing pains or whatever, so you get another one.
Wow.
And that's what it is.
Well, I'll tell you what, from what I understand about the oxycodone, that the manufacturers just basically lie to the whole medical profession. And
yes.
I don't know if there's, but they should be sued and they should be put out of business. They marketed oxycodone as a tool that was not addictive. And from what I understand, you take 4 of these pills and you're addicted. Not 4, but, you know, it doesn't take much to become addicted. And but yet it was marketed that it was one of the best pain relief medications that you can purchase without the threat of addiction. And it's totally the opposite. So
you know the drug company will never lie to us.
No, they never lie. Of course not.
No, of course not. They're just multi-billionaires because they don't lie to us.
Yeah. But so very sad.
We'll cover one of the lies after the break. We're going to cover one of the lies after the break. The people need to pay attention because a lot of people I know are on these drugs. I want to share just a little bit what it's all about.
Did you hear music?
I did.
I did not. But I do now. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to Financial Survival.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value. value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 800-375-4188. We still have the little packages, gold and silver higher today. We're going to keep the $425 for the $25 face value, 90% 50-cent pieces. And, of course, a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle includes your shipping costs, $425. Carla is standing by, so give her a call, 800-375-4188. What's next, Butch?
Well, we're talking about drugs before the break and how they've been hawked on us, really. I mean, if you ever watch, I know you do watch news once in a while, almost every other commercial is a drug commercial, is it not?
That is correct.
You know, try this, it'll cure that. But then they give the list of what it can do to you. You know, it's way worse to what it can do than what it cures. But they finally proved something I've known for years, because Dr. Rodriguez told me this years ago. The cholesterol con. No evidence. High levels of bad cholesterol cause heart problems. No evidence. Doctors have found there is no evidence of a link between high levels of bad cholesterol and heart disease, as Teddy says. And with this claim, a number of leading cardiologists say statins, taken by millions of Brits to tackle cholesterol, don't have any benefit. The findings published in the Expert Review of Clinical Pharmacology suggest the drugs won't treat heart disease, as they say high bad cholesterol levels don't necessarily lead to heart disease. And not only that, they've also went on to say that statins cause Alzheimer's. Imagine that. Low cholesterol causes Alzheimer's. And I'm sure you know this, Melody, but your brain runs on cholesterol. You know that, right?
Yes.
It runs on fat. Without cholesterol, your brain will not function. So if you start cutting back on cholesterol, what does it do to your brain? It starves your brain. Now, I mean, my brain is bad enough shape already. I don't want to get any more to it, you know, to make it get any worse. But, I mean, really, seriously, that's statins do cause Alzheimer's. And they tried to put my dad on that the last few years of his life, and he said, no, I don't want it. He was on it for a while. He said, I'm taking myself off of it. He saw the article. He didn't want it. So, for a long time now, doctors that know have been warning us, do not take statins. But
for any listeners out there that are taking them, you know, just make sure you check. You know, we're not giving medical advice.
Well, just check out the articles for yourself. Go online, look at the mainstream medical journals, find out what they say. Take them to your doctor. Now, sooner or later, you have to take responsibility for yourself. Yeah, you do. Now, the doctor may say don't get off of them. That may be, hey, that's up to you. But when all the evidence shows that it's going to cause other problems, I, for one, would do without it. That's my opinion. I'm not telling you what to do. That is my opinion. Mm-hmm. So there you go. My opinion, and $2 buy a cup of coffee about anywhere.
I think any medication that you take, I think everyone should do their own research and find out
absolutely.
Exactly what the,
yes.
you know, what it does to you. And and look at both sides before you continue. And lots of times there's things that you can do to wean you off those things. You know, you don't have to be on them for the rest of your life, but you do have to be proactive, and it's difficult. It's difficult to make life changes, particularly after you've been doing something for so long, your whole life. And usually it takes something to, surprise you and say, okay, you got to get busy now and fix it, or, at least work at it. So
yep,
absolutely. Be very educated on what you take, and share things with your doctors. And then you can always get more than just one opinion, too.
Well, I want to give a plug for Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez in Tijuana that I call when I have a problem. He's the one I do talk to. And he's a naturopath out of Tijuana. And I've met people personally, Melanie, who were cured of cancer, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. I met him personally. I did. I met him personally when I was down there. I'm going back in next month. But if you'll call his toll-free number, ask him to send you a packet. He'll send you a packet about the hospital. You want to talk to him personally, leave your number, he'll call you back. The number to call is 800-701-7345. No, I don't get paid for this. I don't get paid a dime for this. Just because of believing what he's doing, that's why I'm going back down again next month. 800-701-7345. Call, speak with him, and see what you think. At least get a packet. You'll not be sorry about that. You'll be glad you did. Anything else along those lines?
Nope.
Okay, smart pills can transmit data to your doctors. But what about privacy? I talked about this in our church services years ago, and a lot of people thought I was just making it up. Your next prescription might include pills with embedded sensors that collect and transmit data on whether you're taking them as instructed. Abilify MySight, a pill app combination that can be used to track the ingestion of drugs for bipolar disorder and schizophrenia, was the first such product approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration in November 2017. Its rollout to some medical patients was announced last month. Smart pills like these are a part of a larger class of digital medicine products. They include insulin pumps with continuous glucose. Your drugs will tell if you take them right or not. Maybe in some ways that'd be good. But yeah, that does lead to privacy situations. It truly does. And if you want to spy on your medicine cabinet, you're soon going to spy on your refrigerator. Your refrigerator is going to tell when you eat some ice cream and you're a diabetic. And I'm not making this up. This is for real. Your doctor will see, well, you've been eating ice cream, so I'm not going to treat you more for this. Because you're not taking care of yourself. All this is for real. It's already happening. The Mount Demon have told us now, they have commodes that will check your stool for you. How about them apples?
Well, those aren't apples.
No, they're not. But this is where we're going. And talk about a convenient society. Just, don't worry about going to the doctor. Just go use the bathroom, and all your reports will go to the medical facility. If you need something, they can call you. And it's coming down to that, and putting tracking chips in pills, in my mind, is a little bit spooky. It really is. And putting chips in refrigerators to tell you when your groceries are outdated and what you're eating shouldn't be eating, that to me is also a little bit of a problem with privacy. What do you think about that?
Well, absolutely. And, we've talked about this before in the program where, it's not any difference. They've tested it with cattle, with milk, dairy cows. They, swallow this pill and it monitors their whole system, their
yep.
temperature, their inner temperature, their, what bacteria is floating around. Is the cow upset in some way? Or is it happy or sad? Or, in order to have that cow produce as much milk as it possibly can.
Absolutely.
And if something goes a little haywire and something, the farmer or the dairy man is notified, and he can fix the problem. On the outside, that seems like, well, what's so wrong with that? That way, if you got a little, you all hear people who have perhaps a blood infections or something like that going through your body, you don't know about it until it's too late in this way. And it's such an easy sell, thinking that we can, catch these problems before we're ill. But
yep.
with that comes a degree of lack of privacy. You're giving yourself over. You're losing the control of your own body. You have someone invading. I don't know. Maybe it's just because we're old or older and wiser. Maybe we're just wiser. But I can't see why people wouldn't readily accept it.
Well, that's just, and go beyond that even. The U.S. Military Defense and Advanced Research Products Agency, DARPA, is launching a new generation of warplanes, which are flown by a pilot sitting hundreds of miles away with an implant in their brain. Using sophisticated brain-computer interfaces, BCI, soldiers will be able to pilot up to three jets at once with their thought. Top U.S. scientists have been working on this scheme since 2015. Back in 2016, a pilot hooked up to a neural plant was able to pilot an aircraft in a flight simulator while keeping two other planes in formation. There'll be manless planes, and you'll power them with your mind. That is huge.
I don't know. It's so bizarre. It's power them with your mind. You know, it's crazy.
It is crazy. And I read this and think, well, 20 years ago, this would have been just make-believe science. But this is for real. For real.
And you know what? All of this, you know, it comes from all of these big tech companies and so forth. They're all on the government's payroll. You know, they help with all the research and development of these programs along with the government. So don't ever think that these, you know, technology companies are out there on their own. It's a combination, and it truly is frightening. The degree, just like Amazon, you know, you hear people complain from the White House complain about Bezos, but yet on the other breath, he gets government contracts and so forth. So, you know, it's just.
It's a double standard. It's insanity.
It is.
And one more article before we go off the air. Walter Cronkite. Do you remember Walter Cronkite?
Yes, I do.
Had been dead for nearly a decade, and yet, while being dubbed the most trusted man in America, Cronkite also pushed for one world government and took an anti-American, anti-Christian stance against conservative Christians and U.S. policies. However, one of the things many are not aware of is that in blasting Christians for being opposed to his one world government philosophy, which he elaborated on it during an award acceptance speech at the United Nations by declaring that when it comes to opposing Christ, now listen to this, it comes to opposing Christ, his kingdom and Christianity, he was glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan. That's Walter Cronkite, the most trusted man in America, they said. He did everything in his power to stop Christian movements against homosexuality, against murdering babies. Everything in his power to do that. And he said if the New World Order could take place, he'd be glad to sit beside Satan himself to help make his thing come about. Melanie, that is unbelievable. But that's what we have in America even 50, 40 years ago. Those are the men that were giving the news at night.
Yeah. And those are how we are, where we are today. So.
Absolutely. I mean, do we really think that the guys on news have changed anything? You think their ideas have changed? Do you think that they all of a sudden are not liberal anymore, that they're not against the American dream and sovereignty? Do you think that they just all of a sudden got common sense and are going to stand for what's right? I haven't seen it. Have you?
Not lately. Not lately.
But Walter Cronkite, the most trusted man in America, said he will sit at the right hand of Satan if it will further the cause of a new world order and get rid of the Christian influence. That's what we faced this country 30, 40 years ago. And look what's happened in that 30, 40 year span, Melody. Things that you and I would never dream could possible in this country has happened, has it not?
Yes, it has.
You know, in our lifetime, I never thought we'd see men marrying men and people having the rights to do this and the Me Too movement accusing people 35, 40 years down the road something that they said he did and on and on it goes. The chaos, the hate, the division, and it's worked very well. Division is what causes nations to fall, and Satan knows that. That's how it's working so well.
You know, there was an interesting article. I think we have time for this one, too. And it goes to show just how much control these governments are taking upon us, particularly in tomorrow I have a conversation with James Corbett, and we talk about, you know, the media and how everyone is being like the Facebooks and the YouTubes and governments behind what they can do to keep people from talking. And I found this kind of, now this is, we're talking about France, but I think everyone that listens to this program anyway knows Marine Le Pen. She's the leader of the French far right. And the court ordered her to be examined by a psychiatrist to determine if she is capable of understanding remarks and answering questions. And that's because she has been writing on Twitter and some of these other, I think mainly Twitter. And this is why they are requesting that she gets examined. Of course, she's not going to do it. And she has taken off some of the tweets that she had on there. And so here you have someone that is far right. She almost got the election until little old Macron came along and beat her out of that election. And, you know, she did some goofy things. Again, it makes you wonder, you know, if they don't do these things intentionally. But anyway, again, it's coming from the courts.
Well, we're going to see that Christian values are going to become more and more under attack. And Christians who won't compromise on issues like abortion and sodomy and other evil things are going to be considered insane. And it's happened before. Now, this ain't the first time it happened. It's going on in China right now. It's coming to America because the church in America had been useless in battle for at least 50 years, if not longer. They have done nothing to oppose evil. They've all compromised and went along, get along, and now their grandchildren are going to pay for it.
Yeah, so like if you make a Twitter or you make a comment on YouTube or Facebook or whatever, if you're not saying the right thing, they're going to tell you that you don't know what you're talking about and you're not understanding what you're writing, and it will keep you from writing. And
you will. So. Well, they'll silence any way they can. And no one wants to go to jail.
Yes.
No one does. But, you know, we won't be the first Christian to go to jail, would we?
No. Absolutely not.
Millions have been martyred for the cause of Christ. Why do we think we're any better?
Well, one thing I do know, I think we're just about out of time, and I want to thank you for joining me today. And as
You're
usual,
welcome.
It went by as fast as, you know, it's just amazing how quickly the time goes by. 800-375-4188 for Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Give us a call. I'll be back tomorrow live for the first segment of the program and my 40-minute interview with James Corbett. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.